Moving on, though, Doctor, in the death certificate itself, the indication here in the middle of the page under immediate cause are all the causes you've just testified to on direct examination. You see that?
Essentially a summation of all of what I've testified described as blunt force injuries of head, neck, torso, and muscles.
Right. But as you move further to the right under section 24 of this death certificate, there's a space for the interval and onset. Tell the court what the significance of that section of the report is.
That is designed for physicians to try to record or say how long it took a certain process of death to develop.
And it's left blank, correct?
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Okay. Tell us why you don't know.
Because I don't know if I should put 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. I do not know how long that process of injury occurred.
And based on your medical findings during the autopsy, you can't narrow it between 1 minute to 30 minutes?
To a couple hours? Right. I cannot. No.
Doctor, under part 2 of section 24 on the death certificate, there's a question there about conditions that contribute to the death.
I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Right, so I was just doing that for the court's benefit. I apologize. Can you tell me what, if anything, you deem pertinent to put in that section?
If I find some other findings that are independent and unrelated to the process that I say caused death in part one, but which I think are of significance and may have contributed or sped death in some way, that's where I would put that notation.
Right. And what did you know about any of that information for inclusion in that part of the report?
I didn't find anything in terms of the autopsy that I thought would warrant inclusion in there.
Okay. Doctor, for a moment, going back to the initial exhibit, the report of investigation marked Defense Exhibit 1 for identification. Do you have that in front of you?
No.
It's off to your far right.
That's 2.
Oh. If I may approach, Judge.
I just need to get my exhibit number. Okay. I apologize. Number 2.
Could you please look at page 2 of number 2? There's a heading for medical history. Do you see that?
Yes.
The indication is there were no known medical conditions, right?
That is correct.
And no known prescriptions, right?
That is correct.
Did you endeavor to get a medical history of Surnamu while you were doing your autopsy?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't find anything that made me think she was being treated for any important conditions.
Okay. So no one informed you through the family that she had a significant asthma condition?
I did not know about that. No.
No one informed you through the family that she was using an inhaler for that significant asthma condition?
No.
Well, let's go back to the death certificate for a minute then. Under part 24, subpart 2, let's assume that that's accurate, that you know about a significant asthma condition and the use of an inhaler medication. Do you put that there on part 2?
Not unless I saw evidence that made me believe that she was suffering an acute asthma attack that may have led or contributed to her death.
What can cause an acute asthma attack, Doctor?
Number of things. External factors like allergens or other airway irritants. Internal factors such as stress may bring on an acute asthma attack.
Let's assume a little girl is struck, feels like she's under attack, and has an asthma condition. Can that cause an asthma attack?
It might.
And can that asthma attack then become severe enough to cut off airways?
Yes.
And can that cut off of airways then produce some of the edema in the brain you've testified about?
Certainly.
So it could be very significant for you to know.
If there was evidence that you would have suffered an acute asthma attack, yes.
Right. Well, let's talk about that evidence, Doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that we actually have the edema in the brain, the swelling that you indicated on direct, can come from a lack of oxygen.
Yes.
That could be attributable to asthma, right?
As I stated, that is a non-specific reaction of the brain to an insult. It does not prove or show that asthma, an inability to breathe due to asthma caused that edema. No.
No, I'm not suggesting that it definitively proves that, Doctor. I'm just talking about some possibilities here.
Yes. Could cerebral edema result from an acute asthma attack and difficulty oxygenating the blood? Certainly.
And could the acute asthma attack cutting off airway, causing that kind of edema in the brain, lead to unconsciousness?
Yes.